Hello and welcome to Sunday Best, the show where we look at the weekend's results so far, the fixtures still to come, and how it all affects Liverpool Football Club. I'm Neil Docking. You may recognise me from the Anfield Wrap's globally revered Ban This Filth podcast. And I'm delighted to say that joining us this morning, we have John Gibbo Gibbons, Paula Murphy and Mike Kearney, three fantastic guests to talk about what's been a very interesting weekend of football. Now, I don't know about you, but my drug, my favourite drug, is watching Manchester United. I cannot get enough of it. So there I was, tuned in yesterday lunchtime to see the latest calamity show from Old Trafford. I don't know if you caught any of this one, Gibbo. Usual hilarity ensued.
Yeah, I watched it all. I had a bit of a result yesterday, actually. We had a big family day out in West Kirby that was meant to be over Christmas, but COVID paid to that. So we rearranged it, and we booked somewhere for lunch at 12:30, and then I realised that, yeah, I've been here before. They show the footy like it's, you know, that type of place. And then we sat down. So we sat down for 12:30, and there was these screens there, but they weren't on. So I thought, I'll just have a word there. Do you know what I mean? So I said, oh, can you get them on? And the manager came over. He went, you're lucky. We've just brought these in extra for the Super Bowl. And he's like, there's not normally tellies in this bit, but they got them in. He's having a big Super Bowl party. So honestly, I couldn't have had a better view of it. People bringing me food, people bringing me drinks, you know, other parents looking after the kids. And I was just able to watch. And they went 1-0 up, thought they were doing all right. But they're just not a football team at all, are they, Neil? And that's the sort of funny thing. And when opposition managers, when Southampton managers are coming out after the game and going, yeah, I mean, you don't really go backwards, do you? Like, it's a bit embarrassing, to be honest with you, for the top-level club, where a manager, Southampton's manager, is able to come out and just say, yeah, everyone knows what the crap are. And yeah, it's and it absolutely last time as well, which just made it funnier.